Today's recording is dedicated to the refuah shleima, the complete healing of David Heinach Mordechai ben Freda Simcha, Harav David L. Weinberg. May he and his family experience a miraculous recovery very quickly among Shar Chayli Yisrael by an anonymous sponsor. Today is the yahrzeit of the holy Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, one of the greatest Torah luminaries of the 19th century, whom the Sfasemis called the Candle of the East, who shined up his light not just for the Sephardic Jewry, but for all world Jewry for many generations to come. And the holy Ben Ish Chai has a fascinating Torah on the idea of the food of Shabbos. Already in the Gemara and Chazal in many places speaks all about the food of Shabbos. The food of Shabbos is a whole sugya, and in a very deep metaphysical way, one of the most important aspects of Shabbos that already the Gemara speaks about. And there's a story over there in Kuf Yutes and Shabbos, which is a fascinating story that the Ben Ish Chai expounds on wonderfully in his Sefer Ben Yoyada. The Gemara tells a story of that the Caesar, the Caesar, the Roman Emperor, visited Rabbi Shu ben Chananya for a Shabbos meal. And apparently he was so impressed with the food that was better than anything he had ever tasted by his own professional cooks. He asked Rabbi Shu ben Chananya the following question: Mipnei ma tavshil shel Shabbos reicho nodef? Why does the tavshil shel Shabbos, why does the Shabbos food, why does the smell spread out so spectacularly? Why is the smell of the Shabbos food so unbelievable? And Rabbi Shua responded, Tavlin echad yesh lanu v'Shabbos shemoi. We have a special ingredient, and the special ingredient, the special spice, is called Shabbos. We put this spice, this ingredient, into the Shabbos food, and that causes that the reichei noidif, that its smell should spread out like that. So the Caesar said back to Bishua, Tein lanu emenu, give me a little of that spice, give me a little of it. And Bishua responded, no, only those that are shomer Shabbos, it helps. If you're shomer Shabbos, then you could have that spice. But if you're not shomer Shabbos, that tavlin, that special ingredient Shabbos, doesn't help to make the food that delicious. Now, it's a fascinating story already. I mean, obviously, the Rabbi Shua ben Chananya wasn't just saying something, you know, a nice, cute vertel, and the Gemara's not just bringing a cutesy idea. Obviously, it's true. Shabbos becomes somehow so tangible and permeates so much into this world that it enters the food of Shabbos and actually makes a better taste of Shabbos food. And by the way, in the Sfarim, it's written that the oinig, the Indian of tainug, the pleasure that a person gets from Shabbos food in some ways is even deeper than sitting on a sukkah, listening to shofar and Rosh Hashanah. There's very deep ideas in the Kabbalah about the pleasure one gets from the Shabbos food. And the Ben Ish Chai explains this even further. He says that, of course, it's not, God forbid, that Rabbi Shua was lying. It's actually literal, that the light of Kedusha Shabbos, of the holiness of Shabbos, actually goes into the food that was prepared l'kavod Shabbos. It's the light that extends from Shabbos. So the Ben Ish Chai explains that if you take the word Shabbos and you spell it out b'miloy, meaning you spell out the three letters Shin, Beis, Tav. Shin, Beis, Tav, you spell out each word. Shin is Shin Yud Nun, Beis is Beis Yud Tav. And then you add 6 for the letters that you added to Shabbos. It equals exactly 486, which is the exact gematria of the word Tavlin, which means spice. Tavlin yesh lanu v'Shabbos shemoi. Tavlin is the gematria of the miluy of Shabbos, meaning the extension of Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos, when it's extended, when its light manifests and permeates into this world, it actually equals tavlin. It literally becomes the spice of the Shabbos food. And the Ben Ish Chai says that's what it means. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael esar Shabbos, lasis esar Shabbos. Like we say, the b'nei Yisrael are shomer Shabbos, lasis esar Shabbos. What does it mean that we're shomer Shabbos to make Shabbos? Meaning to make the tavlin a Shabbos. By our being shomer Shabbos, that actually causes the tavlin, it actually causes the light of Hashem, the infinite being of God, of Shabbos, to actually permeate reality to the extent that it physically goes into the Shabbos food. Shomer esar Shabbos, lasis esar Shabbos. Somehow the whole point of being shomer esar Shabbos, the Ben Ish Chai is saying, is lasis esar Shabbos, that it should become the tavlin, become the spice of the food, meaning to cause it to actually permeate our physical reality in the food of Shabbos. And the Ben Ish Chai says that's why the question is Reicho Nodef. That's why they keep speaking about the smell. The question the Caesar asked was about the smell. Why is it smell? And the Rabbi Yeshua responded about the smell, that it's only if you're Shomer Shabbos could you make the smell of the food. What's the connection to the smell? So everyone knows that in the time of Mashiach, smell is going to be the most pronounced of the five senses. It's the only one of the five senses that wasn't involved in the sin of the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, as the Bnei Yisachar explains, which is why according to Kabbalah one is supposed to smell on Shabbos, and that's why Mashiach is going to be Merich Vadoin. Mashiach is going to be, as the prophet Isaiah says, Mashiach is going to know to make a verdict on a case based on smell. He'll be able to smell out what's the truth in a court case. Because in Olam Haba, there's no real eating and drinking, as we know now, but the smell of things is going to sustain us when Mashiach comes. And Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a taste of the world to come, a taste of the time that God's infinite light will permeate reality. We taste that in the Shabbos food now. We have a glimpse of what's going to happen when Mashiach comes, when God is going to permeate reality. That's what's happening now in the Shabbos food. That's the Reicho Nodef, and therefore it manifests specifically in the smell more than anything else. And therefore, the wonderful smell and the taste of the food prepared for Shabbos is the proof that this is a family, this is a Jewish home that keeps Shabbos. And that's why the Ben Ish Chai says that the word Tavshil, which means the food of Shabbos, Tavshil Shel Shabbos, Tavshil, the dish, Tavshil is the letters Li Shabbos. If you move around the letters of the word Tavshil, it spells Li Shabbos. It's proof that we have the holiness of Shabbos, that it's permeated our physical being. Shabbos becomes the spice of the Tavshil. It's felt in the smell, just like in Olam Haba, just like in the time of Mashiach. And that's why Jews keep Shabbos, Lasas of Shabbos, to have proof that they have the holiness of God in their physical being. Tavshil is the letters Li Shabbos. Then the Ben Ish Chai brings a story, which I have to admit, when I first saw it, I lifted up my eyebrows. I was a little shocked. Such a story, one of the strangest stories I've ever saw in my entire life. He brings a story that happened in Baghdad many generations before the Ben Ish Chai. He says this is a story from years and years, generations before the Ben Ish Chai. He says there was a Jew that wanted to convert to Islam. He was all ready to be converted to Islam. And the great Chacham, a great rabbi, came and started discussing with him and arguing with him and trying to convince him not to leave Judaism. But he was set in his ways that he's going to convert to Islam. He's going to become a Meshumid. He refused to listen until finally, the Ben Ish Chai says, a good friend of this Jew came to the Jew, and he knew that this Jew that wanted to convert to Islam, from the time he was a child, he loved the eggs of the chamen, of the cholent. He loved the beitzim, the eggs that were cooked. You know, the Sfaradim have the custom to cook eggs in their chamen. He loved those eggs so much that every Shabbos he would eat 7 or 8 of them. And this friend came to him and said to him, listen, if you convert to Islam, you'll never be able to eat those eggs of Shabbos. Only Jews that keep Shabbos have those eggs of the cholent. And these words so took to the heart of this Jew, went to his heart. Asa peres b'lev za'adim, it went to the heart of this Jew that he decided not to convert to Islam because of the eggs of Shabbos. And I remember seeing that story and I'm like, you know, theology, guilt, ultimate truth. No, none of these things were enough to get him out of his idea to convert to Islam. It was the eggs of the cholent, the beitzim shel Shabbos, that convinced him not to convert. But if the Ben Ish Chai is bringing this story, it's not just a weird story. It's not just because the guy was a Baal Taiva, that he happened to be a glutton that liked eating eggs. We understand that the deeper meaning of the story is what he was being told. I think that the Ben Ish Chai is saying is that Shabbos food shows us that God's infinite light becomes so close to us that it becomes enclosed in the actual food of Shabbos. That's how close God is to us. What other nation has God's light actually permeate the food, that when you eat the food of Shabbos, you're doing a mitzvah and you're bringing the infinite light of Hashem into you, which is a preparation for the time of Mashiach, which will be the eternal Shabbos. May we be zeichet to it, mitzvah Hashem. Today in Shabbos Yimelizek and Refuah Krev Olovei, the light of Shabbos should enter all those that need any Yeshua, any salvation, Refuah, and everything else. A good Shabbos.